Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a new startup that has just raised $2.1 million as a pre-seed round for their new AI startup. We're going to dive into what it means and where we see this going in the future. So let's get into it. So the company is called Gushwork.ai. Essentially, this is a platform that is targeting the business process outsourcing or BPO sector. And it has now raised this $2.1 million, which was led by Lightspeed. They also had B Capital, Sparrow Capital, Seaborn Capital, and BNext. This financing comes only a few months after this platform actually launched back in April. If you go to their website now, you can request to get on the wait list. So this is by no means a publicly running essentially company. And of course, they're just in their pre-seed round. So I think really the fusion of AI technology with human expertise is what is really being offered as a promising solution to businesses right now with this new startup. And I think this is essentially aiming to help, you know, cut down high operational costs. So traditional practices have often relied heavily on hiring skilled professionals to handle routine tasking like HR, administration, payroll management, all that kind of stuff, right? And this is quite expensive when you're hiring professionals in all of these different areas. So these operations now, because of AI, can increasingly be outsourced. You have staffing agencies, you have freelancing, you have all sorts of other options. And so by pioneering an AI-powered cross-border platform, Gushwork.ai really addresses these cost issues head-on. So the startup is offering a vetted marketplace of offshore professionals adept at using AI applications to drive business processes with remarkable efficiency. So essentially, right, this is kind of like a Fiverr or an Upwork, but the professionals all are, you know, specifically trained and are very capable of using AI to really take their skills to the next level and to really automate what they're doing. So Nerit, who is the co-founder and CEO of Gushwork, he says that this innovation and this approach they're taking is, you know, kind of like Uberizing the employee workforce. Essentially this company was co-founded by himself and Aditha, who's the CPO. But back in January, Gushwork AI's usage-based pricing model really began enabling businesses to hire talent part-time, specifically reducing operating and operational expenses. So I think this flexible hiring strategy really empowers businesses to scale their use of services, especially as you focus on whatever specific requirements they have. So I think one other area that I think is really interesting with this new startup is the fact that Gushwork also trains its workforce in AI tools, right? So they're not just finding people that have used them, they are doing the training themselves. And I think this really helps to, you know, broaden the skill set of the workforce. It helps to, you know, include creative tasks, which were previously thought to require unique expertise. And I think really with this whole AI revolution that we're seeing right now and all of these new AI tools, I think tasks like, you know, creating photorealistic blog designs or, you know, converting webinars to blogs and, you know, SEO even, all of that can be handled by can really be automated by AI in a large way. So I think this is a really interesting pairing of, you know, these AI trained professionals on Gushwork that now are able to help with this. So I think Gushwork's offering really extends to a wide range of tasks, including lead prospecting, email marketing, ad management, social media engagement, CRM setup, and even data scraping from social media platforms. I think initially this kind of centered on sales and marketing operations, and then the startup has kind of is looking at pivoting a little bit to expand more into specialized roles, which I predict will be able to generate a lot more income and revenue for them. So I think despite its recent launch, they have already seen really impressive adoption rates, with more than 50 businesses delegating over 200 complex workflows to their platform. And that was just in the first 3 months. So I think a really significant majority of its customer base, which is approximately 80%, they actually use the platform every week, and nearly 90% of it use it every month, which I'm not sure exactly what the pricing structure is, but I would assume you'd want their customers to use it every month if it's a monthly subscription. But maybe it's not. Maybe you just pay as you go. In any case, the platform mainly serves small to medium-sized businesses, and it really kind of focuses on like bootstrap startups. I think geographically, really, it's the U.S. and Canada, and they're looking for teams that are around 2 to 30 members. They have also managed to make really big inroads, I think, in the Indian market, with nearly 20% of their customers coming from there. They have reported that this new round of funding that they have raised is actually going to be used to kind of help their platform's quality control and also data security. They also plan to introduce features enabling businesses to create and document complex processes within the platform. And I think further investments will be directed towards kind of content-led organic market and personal building channels, and then also broadening its reach to new customers. So Lightspeed partner, who is Rahul Tanej, he said that the startup's innovative approach, quote, was, "The era of remote work has unlocked numerous job opportunities and workflows and can be executed from anywhere in the world. Gushwork is leveraging this tailwind and building a unique platform for businesses to delegate their most complex workflows in an elite offshore workforce trained in AI tools. We're excited to partner with the team as they innovate and shape the future of outsourcing with AI." So I think overall, Gushwork's workforce really kind of spans across three countries, which are, there's more than 25 full-time and part-time employees. The CEO is based in Brooklyn, and the three founding members, including co-founder Venkatesh, is located in Bengaluru, India. So overall, I think this is a really interesting startup. I think we're going to see a lot more of these coming to the forefront. Of course, they have a lot of really interesting software aspects to this, but a large part of this is kind of a service-based business, right? It's like a Fiverr or an Upwork with trained people that are able to help with this. So it's not just software. It'll be interesting to see if there are other more, you know, exclusively software-based systems and programs that are going to be able to fill some of the same role that this company is taking. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to evolve in the future, and we will be following along.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.